So this is Jonathan Grimes, and I'm here with composer Enda Bates. Enda, can you tell me what you have planned this evening?
Sure. Well, first of all, there will be obviously the CMC Salon, which will include a performance of a piece of mine called Jewel and Tape for violin, cello and electronics. And that piece, along with another work called Flock, will be released then after the concert as part of a digital download release called Strings, Tension and Flight.
So I've done a pretty bad introduction, and I'm doing this back to front, but we are actually in the outside the Kevin Barry Room in the National Concert Hall. So that's where we are. So tell me a little bit more about this this release. What sort of made you produce this and make it available?
Well, I was commissioned by Kaleidoscope about a year or two ago to write this piece. And I was fortunate enough then, after a couple of performances, to get Kate and Kleena into the studio and to record the piece. So I had this recording, and I kind of really wanted to do something with it. And then I decided to pair it with this piece, Flock, largely because of the Hitchcock references, both explicit and implicit. Flock, obviously, or not obviously, but Flock uses this algorithm which models the flight of birds. And obviously, Hitchcock's film, The Birds, there's a certain kind of explicit or implicit relationship there. And the first piece, then, Jew on Tape, is very much explicitly influenced by the film Psycho, and particularly Bernard Herrmann's score for that film. I think when I say that, people immediately think of the shower scene and the whole reep type thing, but it's really more influenced by the rest of the score to that film, which is kind of like a proto-minimalist piece in many respects. The same notes that are used in the shower scene up really high are used earlier on in this kind of very driving, propulsive, rhythmical section. And so I wanted to kind of explore that and write kind of a driving piece like that for Kate and Kleena. I know they wanted me to write him something fairly rocking, so I figured that would be a good way to go. I should also point out that I have a funny relationship with the film because of my surname. Obviously Bates, I share a surname with the titular character from Psycho, and even before I'd ever seen the film as a kid, I kind of knew about the Bates Motel and all this kind of thing. So I have a somewhat jokey relationship with the film, which might surprise people then when they hear the piece. It might not be exactly what they were expecting, in a good way, I hope.
Okay, well, good luck with that tonight, and talk to you again.
Thanks, cheers. Bye. Cheers.